You are now listening to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show on Giant 90.9 from Indianapolis, the city of motorsports, hosted by Landon Nelson, Owen Pulley, and Trey Hanna.
Good morning!
What is going on? I'm trying to turn on the mic. Trey, what are you doing? Are you playing anything? Are you playing anything? Okay, I don't know if Mic 4 is going to work today. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Good morning, race fans, and welcome to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show. I am your host, Landon Nelson, also known as Big Nelly. And I'm joined by my co-hosts, the legendary Owen Pulley. Say hi, Owen.
Hello, everybody.
You guys know him as DJ Trey, the one and only.
Hi.
Trey Hanna. Say hi, Trey.
Hi.
History-making news coming to the show today, folks. A new host coming to All Gas and No Brakes. The biggest Purdue fan I have ever met in my entire life. Folks, give a big welcome to Garrett Burkle. Say hi, Garrett.
What's up? What's up?
Woo! Give him a round of applause, everybody. Woo!
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right, folks. Now let's dive into your NASCAR news. In his 40th start, Ty Majeski won his first career NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at Bristol Motor Speedway on September 15th. His first win was extremely important. With this win, Ty Majeski advances to the round of four in the NASCAR playoffs and has a chance of winning a NASCAR Camping World Truck Series championship at Phoenix Raceway on November 4th. Majeski also doesn't have to worry about the point standings or where he finishes at the unpredictable Talladega Super Speedway. Known for its high speeds and big crashes, the fall race at Talladega can make or break a driver's quest for a championship. They can advance to the next round of the playoffs with a win or be caught up in the big one, DNF, have a bad points day, and be in a must-win situation in the elimination race next weekend. Owen, what do you think about that? What do you think about Ty Majeski's win?
You know, I think it's huge for the Camping World Truck Series. I mean, just big for the sport overall.
Yeah. Garrett, what do you think?
It is good for the sport. Yeah.
All right. Trey, what do you think?
I don't really watch the Camping World Truck Series. I watch mainly, like, enduro racing and IndyCar.
All right.
I mean, at least you're honest with it.
Yeah. Now let's check out how the race at Bristol affected the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series playoffs. Well, you have Ty Majeski, who is automatically advancing to the next round of the playoffs, the round of four, the championship round, and has a chance of racing for a championship at Phoenix. But, you know, we have a couple more races to go, so we'll see who else advances to the round of four in these next two races. So, second is Chandler Smith, third Zane Smith, and fourth Stuart Friesen. Those are the guys that of right now, if we were to say the playoffs ended, the round of eight ended, they would make it to the championship four in Phoenix. Fifth is John Hunter Nemechek. He is only nine points behind Stuart Friesen. We have sixth Christian Eckes, who is 13 points behind Stuart Friesen. Seventh Grant Enfinger, who is 15 points behind Stuart Friesen, and 8th Ben Rhodes, who is 18 points behind Stuart Friesen. So, we have a couple races. We have Talladega. Talladega is unpredictable. That's their next race is Talladega. So, anything can happen to shake up the Camping World Truck Series playoffs. So, we'll see what happens then, folks. So, that is right now your round of eight in the playoffs so far. So, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series returned to racing on Saturday, October 1st at Talladega Super Speedway. So, that's the next time Camping World Truck Series will be racing. So, folks, tune into that. On September 16th, NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Noah Gregson won his sixth race of the season at Bristol Motor Speedway, the final race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series regular season. Now let's see who made the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs. First, Noah Gregson, second Ty Gibbs, third Justin Allgaier, fourth AJ Allmendinger, fifth Josh Berry, sixth Austin Hill, seventh Brandon Jones, eighth Jeremy Clements, ninth Sam Mayer, tenth Daniel Hemric, 11th Riley Herbst, and 12th Ryan Sieg. So that is the round of 12 and the the drivers that are in the playoffs for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Now it's NASCAR Xfinity Series racing. We'll return to racing on Saturday, September 24th at 3:30 p.m. from Texas Motor Speedway for the first race of the round of 12. Now, moving on to your NASCAR Cup Series news. Chris Buescher won his second career race at Bristol Motor Speedway on September 17th. His last win came at Pocono Raceway in 2016 racing for Front Row Motorsports. It has been 7 seasons since Buescher has won. It was Roush Fenway Kieslowski Racing's first win as a team. So, if you didn't know, folks, Roush Fenway and Brad Kieslowski, Roush Fenway co-owns it. So does Brad Kieslowski. So it's an owner-driver team. So you have Brad Kieslowski, who's the driver and part-time owner, and Roush Fenway, who is one of the greatest NASCAR owners in NASCAR history. So it was their first win as a team. It was 2012 NASCAR Cup Series champion Brad Kieslowski's first win as an owner. Also, his co-owner Roush Fenway's 138th win as an owner. His last win as an owner came at Daytona International Speedway in July of 2017 with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. winning that race. So it's been a few years since Roush Fenway has won a race, and it's great to see the sport and Roush Fenway get a win. They've had a couple rough years, so it's good to see. It's good for the sport, good for just like a good feel-good story. And Brad Kieslowski picking up his first win as an owner, that is always huge. So Chris Buescher's win at Bristol made NASCAR history. The 2022 NASCAR season has had 19 different winners and tied the record for the most winners in a NASCAR modern era season with 2001. 19 different winners. This new car is proving, I think it's proving to be great. I think it's the right car. I think, you know, with 19 different winners, it's more winners in the sport. So, you know, it's going to be really hard for this championship round, for sure, to see who can win a race. Who's going to win and punch their ticket to the round of eight? Who's going to do it? So, yeah. Who's going to do it? So, you know, with all these different winners, we could have a non-playoff guy win. So, here we go. Now let's see how the round of 16 elimination race at Bristol affected the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Well, drivers that were eliminated, two-time champion Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, and my favorite driver, Kevin Harvick, were eliminated in the round of 16. So,
yeah, Harvick just needed really a win at Bristol to stay alive, and he didn't get that.
Didn't get the win. So it sucks, but, you know, it's racing, so it's how the playoffs work. Got to be consistent throughout every race and do really well. So now let's see who made the round of 12. We have first is Chase Elliott, second Joey Logano, third Ross Chastain, fourth Kyle Larson, fifth William Byron, sixth Denny Hamlin, seventh Christopher Bell, and eighth Ryan Blaney. Then you have ninth Chase Briscoe, 10th Alex Bowman, 11th Daniel Suarez, and 12th Austin Cindric. NASCAR Cup Series racing will return to racing on Sunday, September 25th at 3:30 p.m. from Texas Motor Speedway. Well, that's all the NASCAR news we have for you today, folks. Now we will hear from DJ Trey with Endurance Racing. Take it away, DJ Trey.
All right, so this week has been quite an exciting week in enduro racing just because of the fact that America actually won the first FIA World Endurance Championship in 35 years. That's amazing. So, and they also won with their teammates, Nicholas Lepore. Okay. And besides that, they also won in a amazing car. Like, I'm looking at the car right now. It's a nice car.
But yeah, so with the endurance racing, that's really going to do it for our endurance racing. You want to move it over to Garrett Burkle for let's move it over to Garrett Burkle for your IndyCar news.
All right, so we've had some recent news, especially from last week when we didn't really know the whole Alex Palou, Felix Rosenquist situation. But before we get to that, Arrow McLaren president Taylor Keel steps down after two seasons being the president of Arrow McLaren SP. He's actually been with Arrow McLaren SP and formerly known as Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports for 15 years. He's also a Ben Davis grad, as we do. This is the Ben Davis Radio Network. So we also, he was also a Ben Davis grad. But anyway, they said he decided to step down because they're going to three cars. And I don't know if he didn't want all the pressure of that or was just ready for a change. But when they went to three cars, he decided to step down as president of Arrow McLaren SP. Some other news involving Arrow McLaren SP is that the 7 car will be driven by Felix Rosenquist next year as he remains in the 7 car for the 2023 season. I think he finished 8th in the standings this year, something like that. It was top 10, so we should expect a good year out of Felix. No wins for Felix, but he was very consistent throughout the season.
Yeah. Very consistent.
Yeah. So we are looking forward to seeing what he can do next year. And the 10 car is going to be, again, driven by Alex Palou for Chip Ganassi Racing, as he still has in his contract now that he re-upped with Ganassi, says that he can still test a McLaren F1 car as well. So that's something to keep in mind in his contract, too. But he is the 2021 IndyCar champion, and he finished 5th in the standings this year, so it should be interesting to see what Alex Palou can do next year in Chip Ganassi's car and how that relationship will be with him and the whole team at Chip Ganassi Racing. And the court case between the two parties did get dropped, so it is all pretty much resolved now. So, yeah, they basically stay where they were, and the only real added thing is that Alex Palou has the right in his contract to go test for McLaren for Formula One.
So I do have a question for you guys out here. DJ Trey, I want to get you on it a little bit too. With the season coming to an end, Willpower is your NTT IndyCar Series champion. Now, this is way too early predictions, but we're doing way too early predictions. We did it last year. I guess Simon Pagenaud, I got it wrong. Who do you think is going to win the 2023 IndyCar Championship?
That was tough.
Big Nelly.
I'll go with Pato Award.
I was going to say Pato Award.
I agree.
Nope.
I agree with Pato.
I'm going with Pato Award. I'm going with Joseph Newgarden.
So we got one Joseph Newgarden and three Pato Awards.
I thought he was going to win this year. I mean, he had 5 wins, but he wasn't the most. I mean, he was consistent, but not as consistent as Will Power was. But 5 wins, that's incredible. If next year he can be more consistent and win 5 races, he will win the championship. I believe Joseph Newgarden will be your 2023 IndyCar championship. That's who I think.
Yeah, and that's going to do it for our IndyCar news. Now we're going to move over to F1. Owen Pulley, we'll take that real quick. So real quick, I just want to get into the quick Drivers' Championship standings and your Constructors' Championship standings. We have Red Bull with 545. We do have a little bit of news here. Our general manager says Scott Dixon. His pick is in. Scott Dixon is his way too early prediction for who's going to win.
Mr. Easter taking Scott Dixon. It's not a bad choice. He is a 6-time IndyCar champion, so experience, and he's won 6 championships, so you can never
If he wins next year, the top 3 pick or the top 3 leaders, if I'm not mistaken, will have 7 championships, correct? For F1, NASCAR, and IndyCar?
So you'll have
Foyt has 7 championships.
Oh, Foyt had 7. Mm-hmm. I thought he had 6. Okay, so Foyt had 7. So never mind. But anyway, but getting into the F1 standings, Red Bull in first place just dominating, 545 points. Ferrari with 406, Mercedes with 371, and then a big drop to Alpine with 125, McLaren with 107, Alfa Romeo with 52, Haas with 34, AlphaTauri right behind with 33, Aston Martin with 25, and Williams with 6. And the next race weekend is Singapore, and that will start practice. FP1 will start on Friday, September 30th, and the race will be hosted on Sunday at 8 a.m. our time. But October 2nd will be the race day. The next race day, they took a two-weekend break. But moving into the top 10 driver standings, Max Verstappen still dominating 335 points. He's going to win the Drivers' Championship. Yeah, no question about that one. Definitely not. Leclerc in second with 219. Sergio Perez with 210 in third place, inching behind Leclerc, but don't count out Mr. Consistent himself in fourth place, George Russell with 203. So
man,
only
legend.
7 points behind. There's only a 16-point gap between Leclerc and Russell right now.
That's no offense to Ferrari. That's just terrible.
That's terrible. You can't have that good of a car and not
and
be
the Mercedes
like that.
Isn't even the quickest car this year.
Right.
But Russell and Hamilton have been able to, move around those issues with the car and just absolutely get fantastic results that the car was not expecting this season.
Yeah, for sure. And in fifth, Carlos Sainz, the other Ferrari man.
Smooth operator.
With 187 points. Sir Lewis Hamilton in sixth with 168. Lando Norris in seventh with 88. Esteban Ocon in eighth with 66. The other Alpine member, Fernando Alonso, future Aston Martin driver with 59 in ninth place. And then rounding out the top 10, Valtteri Bottas with 46. And I do have a little bit of a stat for you guys for the Drivers' Championship. This is the first season since 2006 with neither Sebastian Vettel nor Lewis Hamilton in the top two of the championship. They weren't in F1 in 2006. And this is the last time. 2006 was the last time we didn't have a guy named Sebastian Vettel or Lewis Hamilton in the top two. It's because they weren't in F1 yet.
It's crazy.
Which is just insane.
That is wild.
That is wild.
But there is a little bit of other news in F1. They did drop the 2023 calendar with a record 24 Grand Prix.
Yes!
So we're going to name those out for you real quick. Of course, they got Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Australia. Back since pre-COVID, China, they dropped them in 2020. Was originally
going to race
in 2020, but China dropped it because of the pandemic starting in China.
They usually put on a good race, yeah. Man. They usually put on a good race.
It's a good track.
Yeah, good track.
But
yeah.
First time since 2019, it is
it's
back.
Awesome.
Back to Azerbaijan, Miami for the second time in a row. Imola next, then Monaco, then Spain, Canada, Austria, Great Britain, Hungary, Belgium, which after a great, there's going to be obviously that summer break.
Summer break there.
Yeah, in July 9th to July 23rd. This year it was from Hungary to Belgium. Now it's going to be from Great Britain to Hungary.
For the summer break?
Yeah. And then they're going to go to Belgium, then the Netherlands, then Italy at Monza, to Singapore, Japan, and back for the first time, I believe, since 2018 or 2017, Qatar. Qatar has a race back in F1, which is just amazing to see.
Wait, where is that located? Is it like
the Middle East? It touches United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Oman, all in that area is Qatar. Then to Circuit of the Americas in Texas for the USA Grand Prix.
America.
Then over to Mexico for the Mexican Grand Prix. Then to Sao Paulo for the Brazilian Grand Prix. Then for the first time since the 80s, and it's a completely new track, first time since the 80s, Landon is loving this, Las Vegas.
Woo!
The third F1 race of the year.
Let's go!
They went from 1 to 3 in the span of 2 years.
Oh, I'm so pumped. The long straight, you're going over 200 miles an hour
over
on
the
Las
strip.
Vegas Strip. It's going to be like Azerbaijan all over again, but
like,
in the U.S.
It's like Azerbaijan
on
steroids.
It's just going to be so chaotic. Oh, my gosh. I'm so pumped. It's going to be at nighttime, too.
I believe so.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to like wake up super. I don't even
November,
know. I have to stay up late.
November 18th. Check that out.
That should be a fun race.
That's going
to
be a fun race.
I'm going to have to stay up all night or wake up super early. I don't know. I'm so pumped. Like,
yeah.
Let's go, Las Vegas.
But, and then Abu Dhabi is November 26th, rounding out the last one at the United Arab Emirates.
Just miss school and go to Las Vegas.
And as being you guys are obviously listening, are in the United States, unless you're not. I mean, hello to all of our international listeners.
Yeah, European and all of our international listeners. Love
but,
y'all.
But for the United States Grand Prix that are out there, Miami is on May 7th. The United States Grand Prix in Texas is October 22nd. And the Abu Dhabi, that's not in America. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is on the 18th of November.
I'm so pumped. I might just miss school. Just yeah. miss school. We can all miss school and go to Las Vegas, watch the race.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'd be a good idea to do. But kind of our last little breaking news thing. Not really breaking news. It kind of broke last night. Former Renault driver. I want to say it. Daniel Ricciardo voice.
No.
Nico Hülkenberg.
Nico Hülkenberg.
Nico Hülkenberg. You can say Hülkenberg in America.
Uh-oh.
He raced for Renault. A little bit of Aston Martin. Came back for 2022 season when Sebastian Vettel got COVID. Raced for Aston Martin in one race. I believe it was at Imola. I could be wrong. I think it was
I thought it was at Saudi Arabia, too.
I think it was Saudi Arabia. Or maybe it was Bahrain and Saudi Arabia.
Car was bad.
I think it was Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. But
he'd have a good result, but yeah, that car has not been
no
good.
No points there for him. But he has emerged as a serious contender for the Haas seat to replace Mick Schumacher in 2023.
Why do they want to replace Mick Schumacher, man?
I don't know. I think that he could go to a better team.
Williams?
I don't think Williams.
There was talks of him going to Williams.
I think Nick DeVries is going to go to Williams. And I do think that...
is he going to go to Alpine? Mick Schumacher to Alpine?
He could.
What?
Looking at this, I think somebody's going to get booted off the seat. I think it's going to be Daniel Ricciardo. I don't like to see it, but I think it's going to be Daniel Ricciardo.
Ricciardo?
Other contenders, they do include the other contenders. Hear me out. Listen to this. Italian Jesus, who's racing in Formula 2 or Formula E right now, and Antonio Giovinazzi. He raced for Alfa Romeo last year in 2021, and he could be back this year for 2023 or next year for 2023 in a Haas seat. Another name. You ever heard of
that? That is bound to be an exciting season if he does end up going.
That would be very exciting.
No.
I'm ready for it.
Daniel Ricciardo, man.
This has been talked about for months now.
No, man. I'm a huge Ricciardo fan. Go back to Alpine.
But
he's probably going to a better team, is what he might
do. But another name, though, that ever comes out, you ever heard of the famous IndyCar driver and did a little bit of F1, Emerson Fittipaldi?
Yeah, I know Emerson.
His grandson, Pietro Fittipaldi, could race. I do believe grandson. Am I correct?
I believe Christian Fittipaldi's son
is another name that could be an F1 next year. So I think that we're going to see a different driver, not named Daniel Ricciardo, in an F1 seat next year.
I'm going to be so sad.
But
cry.
But another big thing here is that I think with McLaren, I'm looking at them right now, they're in fifth place with 107 points, with zero wins, one podium, and zero poles. Lando Norris is in seventh place in the driver's standings right now with 88 points and a podium. And Ricciardo, in pretty equal car...
I don't want to talk about this, man. This
...is in 14th with 19 points. So
hey, man, it's just...
I got to talk about it because it's F1 news, but, like, you are seven places behind your own teammate.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, I know.
How many points behind? But it's just tough.
Yeah.
I'm a big Ricciardo fan, so... I mean, I'm always pulling for him, you know? He's energetic. He's Mr. Energy. I mean,
you're driving a McLaren, too. Like, a McLaren can't be in fifth place struggling to get points.
I thought they were going to finish fourth last year, but Ferrari in a not-so-good car came out of nowhere. Well, they didn't come out of nowhere. They were consistent and just beat McLaren out for fourth place in the constructors.
Yeah, just...
That was a weird race.
But it's just sad, man.
Yeah, the final races of the year, they go to Singapore.
I just hope that, you know, Ricciardo can eventually could land a ride somewhere in Formula 1. If not, be a reserve driver. I know he doesn't want to do IndyCar, but does NASCAR. Just imagine Daniel Ricciardo
does a Kimi.
Guess a Kimi. I don't know if he's going to do that, though.
I don't think he'll go to...
I don't think he'll go to NASCAR.
Yeah.
Well, he won't go to... Nobody will go to... He won't go to Alpine, though. Because that's where Piastri's going.
No, he's not. He's going to McLaren.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Piastri's going to McLaren, dude.
I got that wrong. I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
You're good.
My bad.
I mean,
McLaren,
it could be.
Right.
But if I was going to, if Mick Schumacher was going to leave, I would, if he wanted to go to a better seat, it'd have to be Alpine.
It has to be Alpine.
To
race with Esteban Ocon.
If he does, like, move to IndyCar, I think that he, honestly, Graham Rahal, I think, would offer him a seat.
Yeah.
I know he wanted
to. Ray Hall Leatherman.
I know.
Letterman.
Vettel.
Letterman,
I know that you. Ray Hall was like to Vettel. He was like, hey, if you want to come race IndyCar, just.
Well, another thing, too.
That
would have
been cool.
Another thing, too, with Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan, speaking of like race car drivers and that, American driver, IndyCar drivers, there's Colton Herta. Colton Herta is another guy that could be a big name to go to F1.
Yeah, AlphaTauri, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Pending his super license, I don't think that he'll go for it. I don't think he'll. I think he'll be in an IndyCar seat next year.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
He's a name that can be thrown out there, but we're gonna review the final schedule and then call it a show.
Yeah, man.
But Japan or Singapore is up September 30th to October 2nd race weekend there. Then they head over to the Suzuka Circuit in Japan, October 6th through the 9th.
It's a great race.
Japanese Grand Prix. It's a great track.
Great
too.
Track.
It goes under and over.
Over. It's amazing.
It's a great track. They have that big, the big turn there. The big
sweeping
curve.
Oh man, it's great.
Then
high
over
speed.
To Circuit of the Americas for the
America.
United States Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, 21 through the 23rd of October. And then right after that next weekend, they go to Mexico for the Mexican Grand Prix, the Mexico City Grand Prix from the October 28th through the 30th. And then November kicks around, they take an off week. Then they go to Sao Paulo for the Brazilian Grand Prix, 11th through the 13th of November.
Lewis, let's win. Come on, Lewis. Lewis at Brazil.
Lewis could get, win this one. I mean, he had that last year.
That was awesome.
Started 20th in the sprint race. Ended up winning the
so
Grand Prix.
So sick, man. That's awesome.
That was pretty awesome to see. And then they for round 22, the last Grand Prix of the year, they go to the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, the Yas Marina Circuit in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, from November 18th through the 20th. And then they'll finish out their season there. Now, I do want to talk about this real quick. Max Verstappen could take home the Drivers' Championship next week.
It's happening.
All he needs to do is he needs to win. Leclerc needs to not get points and not get fastest lap. And Checo needs to get four or lower, P4 or lower, which I think if something happens to Leclerc now, he won't get P10 or lower. He has to DNF. Because
well, he has to do, I don't know. If
that's just a Ferrari thing. Ferraris are not going to finish P10 or lower. That's just the thing with them. I think that he's going to have to DNF. Verstappen's going to win, or going to have to win. And as soon as Verstappen's in first, and I think that if Leclerc
so he
DNFs,
Leclerc
I think
has to DNF.
Essentially, or not finish in points. Because, like I said, a Ferrari is not, you're not going to see a Ferrari finish P10 or lower. It's just not going to happen. The cars are too fast. But I think that if something happens to Leclerc and he ends up DNFing, and Verstappen's in first, they're going to run Checo into the ground. Into P6, P5, maybe something like that, and end up boosting him forward to win the Drivers' Championship. I think that's going to happen overall, if that happens, if Leclerc DNFs. The second Leclerc DNFs, you can essentially crown your new champion, Max Verstappen. But I think that's going to do it for our show today. Landon, you're pointing to me for one more thing.
Gotta give the, you know, the listeners and people of Indianapolis say, a great farewell goodbye, you know? Got to give them a good goodbye. So here we go.
I do.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for you today. I hope everyone listening in Indianapolis has a fantastic day. And don't forget to tune into All Gas No Breaks every Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. See you guys in the next episode. Goodbye. Remember, this is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Bye.